from the sunny southwest side of Cedar Rapids, a gym class for a Thursday coming your way, presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. I'm Scott Unash, Mark Dukes. To my right, Kyle Mann, our producer here today, and then Kyle's going to be making his way across town here. And he will join Alex Kuhn. They will be co-hosting the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, or today, the Alex Kuhn Show with Kyle Mann. However you want to look at it, they're going to be live at Mulligan's today, coming up for the KGYM road trip. Good show for you here. We will talk to Dave Koken from Las Vegas, and we'll talk some hockey with Dave. Talk some Major League Baseball, talk some Eastern Conference NBA with Dave as well. And then Mark James is going to join us live from Indianapolis as we get ready for the 500, which you can hear on Sunday, the 103rd edition coming your way right here on KGYM. That will be starting at 10 o'clock. Yes, we've got another pair of tickets to see Disturbed. Mark's got another classic line here to, there it is, right there, another classic line to see if it's a Disturbed lyric or a Disturbed poet. We'll have that for you coming up very shortly here today. And then I'm going to be winging my way out to Prospect Meadows for their grand opening coming up this afternoon. I know some folks from Z102.9 are going to be out there. There's going to be a ribbon cutting followed by a grand opening celebration from 5:30 until 7:30. They're going to have the first baseball games out there. So there's going to be some games on the field. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be out there and taking a look at it coming up in just a little bit. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah, we had General Manager Jack Rader on the show earlier this week and talking about the facility out there, which is in completion of phase one. And I'd be interested to hear how it goes. I can't make it out there this afternoon, but congrats to those folks. And hopefully it's a long, successful ride for them.
Long journey, as we learned on Tuesday, coming to fruition. Still not done. Expecting some more fields to be done in 2023, I think, is the next phase that they're looking at. But they will have, I think, 8 fields ready to go. So that is fantastic. And a beautiful day for a little baseball. A little windy, but not bad. We can make it through there. We can play some ball in this. And, of course, they got the field turf out there, so everything's going to be A-okay with that. We have the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line available for you at 319-366-1600. Hertina Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall, that in downtown Iowa City. Couple of pieces of news. Number one, and again, this came out last night after we were off the air. I believe came out when Todd and Alex were on the air. A little bit surprising, I guess, and everyone, I think, was surprised by the team that made the draft selection. Megan Gustafson waived last night by Dallas of the WNBA. Of course, player of the year as far as college basketball, college women's basketball is concerned. And as you told me before we got going here, Dallas brought in 2 veteran centers and posts and still made the draft choice of Megan Gustafson. And now Megan has been waived, and she's got to determine what, I guess, her immediate future is going to be. Always been talk about, and most WNBA players play not only in the WNBA, but also play overseas. Kia Stokes does that, for an example. Is that something that Megan was going to do all along, or is Megan just going to concentrate now on playing overseas? Is there going to be another WNBA team that's going to pick her up? By the way, as we feel bad for Megan, we feel very good for Bridget Carleton because she did make her WNBA roster, the former Iowa Stater and the Big 12 Player of the Year. Your thoughts, welcome at 319-366-1600.
Yeah, please weigh in. I have a couple thoughts about this. Number one, you mentioned the acquisitions that the Dallas franchise made and then also took Gustafson with the 17th overall pick in the draft. And the line from Dallas is that it wants to go with experience rather than a new player such as Gustafson. And it's curious if they're going to acquire a couple players at the post position, why then take Megan Gustafson? The second thought is that as good as Gustafson was in college, perhaps her game does not translate all that well to the WNBA. That's no knock on her whatsoever. But she's got a game that was very effective in the college ranks, ultra so. Whether it would translate to the WNBA, we may find out, we may not. But that could be an answer as well as to why the Dallas Stars cut Megan Gustafson.
Wings,
I'm sorry. Stars are a hockey team.
Stars are hockey, yeah. Yes. Defeated by the St. Louis Blues,
yes.
I might add.
But, you know, you wish Megan Gustafson well. I'm sure she was surprised. The WNBA season opening up here today or tomorrow. But we shall see what happens with her.
Yeah, and we will get a poll question up very soon, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, and it will have to do with Megan Gustafson and what her immediate future is going to be as far as basketball is concerned.
Folks weighing in on the Hurtine Stocker Jeweler text line 5232 in regards to Gustafson, unbelievable that any team would waive a talent like hers. Very odd move. And she can move, she can pass, she can play defense, and she can score. What team would not want that? Well, that's very true in her college career. The WNBA, like the NBA, is a different game.
It's a different, much, you're right. Christian Laettner.
You'd be facing a 6'6", 6'7" player every game.
Right. Christian Laettner was a great college player, wasn't a great NBA player. One of the greatest college basketball players to ever play is something that Megan Gustafson is facing as well out there. That's the question I think we have to ask.
I did read a story that Indiana of the WNBA might be a good fit for Megan Gustafson. That remains to be seen whether that franchise will pick her up or not. But whether it's in the WNBA and or a European league, I think Megan will find some success somewhere.
I hope so. She didn't have the greatest preseason, averaging, I think, 3 points, about 2 rebounds a game.
And didn't get much of a chance. She played 18 minutes in the first preseason game and then very little after that.
True. So maybe there's a franchise out there. I don't even think you need to say take a flyer on Megan Gustafson. You got to think if somebody is going to pick her up, it's going to be sometime within the next 24 to 36 hours before the season tips off as far as the WNBA is concerned. Boy, did you ever think we'd be talking WNBA a lot on May the 23rd, about 8 months ago, Mark?
No, but I think it was surprising to a lot of folks, including Iowa fans. Yeah, and I agree. I think something must happen in the next a day or two in regards to the WNBA for her.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. That is the Hurtine & Stocker Jewelers text line. If you want to weigh in as far as Megan Gustafson and her future is concerned. Got golf going on today at Colonial. Used to be the Colonial Invitational, now I believe the Charles Schwab Invitational. Zach Johnson, the former champion. This, of course, if you recall, was the tournament that he won despite having the little snafu on the 72nd green a few years back when he moved his mark, forgot to move it back, still won, still had a little bit of a cushion in there. Don't want to ever do that at home, folks. If you're playing with a group, please tell them to move the coin back. How did Zach do today?
Not a very good opening round for Zach Johnson.
Well, it could have been worse.
But it could have been a whole lot worse. Zach Johnson shooting 5 over par 40 on his front nine, but came back in 3 under 32 on the back. So he finished 2 over par 72. Wasn't the only one that struggled out there. Bryson DeChambeau shot the same score. Ricky Fowler was 4 over on his day. But Zach brought it back some, and he'll try to move up the leaderboard tomorrow. Right now, the lead held by Tony Finau at -6. He's got a 1-stroke lead over Roger Sloan and the surging Jordan Spieth.
Who had a great putting day today.
They're playing the PGA Senior Championship today. And the next 3 days at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. They had a 2-hour weather delay We mentioned this because Cedar Rapidian, Cedar Rapids native Jeffrey Schmid is in the field by way of his qualification in the Club Professionals Championship. Schmid, the teaching pro down at Brown Deer in Coralville, through six holes. It's going well for Schmid. He is even through six holes, tied for 29th.
Yeah, Oak Hill, a great golf course. Elite Trevino won an open there, and the last time it hosted a major, Sean McKeel shocked the world, winning the PGA. Remember that, don't you? The 5-iron to the 18th hole?
I do.
To wrap it up?
Within about a foot, right?
Yep. Only win for Sean McKeel on the tour.
Should mention one other Iowa club professional in the field. That's Chad Prohl. I believe he's out of Waukee
right now.
He's 2-under and tied for 4th as a club professional.
Very good. Very good. Who's leading that thing, by the way?
Right now, Scott Parrell is in the clubhouse minus 4. So score's not particularly low.
Not particularly. All right. We're going to take a break and come back. As we go to break, we're going to take caller number 6 right now. Mark's got the voice ready to go. We're going to play for the 2 tickets to see Disturbed. They're going to be in concert on October the 9th. Tickets on sale right now at the U.S. Cellular Center. Is it a Disturbed lyric or a Disturbed poet? You be the judge. 319-366-1600. Caller 6 will play when we come back.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex decking delivers the look of wood without all the work and the worry. So make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Find Trex decking at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander. Visit either location in Iowa City.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. See them at lindertire.com.
Back with you at 3:15, and joining us via the phone lines out of Cedar Rapids, our friend Dave here on this sunny Thursday to play a little Disturbed or Disturbed Poet. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing wonderful.
Excellent, excellent. Very good. Are you ready to play? Yeah. Do you got your thinking cap on, and you can figure out if it's a lyric or a poet? You ready to do this?
I'm going to give it my best shot, I guess.
All right, that's all we can ask for. All right, Mixmaster Mark. Are you ready to go?
I am. Dave, let's do this, okay?
All right.
All right, here goes. The image in your eyes reflecting the pain that has taken you. I hear it in your voice, so ridden with shame from what's ailing you. I won't give up, so don't give in. You've fallen down, but you can rise again. Dave, is that a Disturbed lyric?
That's beautiful.
Or
I was going to say that, too. That, I almost wanted him to do it again and try to make it a little more romantic.
But, you're killing me, Dave.
I'm going to guess, I don't know for sure, but I'm going to guess that that's a poet.
What is it, Mark?
It is a Disturbed lyric. I'm sorry,
oh,
Dave.
Man.
All right.
That's a beautiful lyric, though. All right. Hey,
thanks for playing, Dave.
Dave, appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. We're going to get another contestant on the line at 319-366-1600. Mark's got another one. He's got another one ready. He comes prepared.
I got a full sheet of him, man.
He's come prepared for this one. So we'll try it again. 319-366-1600. Disturbed lyric or Disturbed poet? And we're going to go right to AJ in Marion. AJ in Marion joining us to play our game today. Hi, AJ.
Hello.
Hey. All right. Disturbed lyric or Disturbed poet? Mark, you got your next one ready to go.
I do indeed. Come on, AJ. Let's do this, okay? All right. Here goes. Oh, great was the sin of my spirits, and great is the reach of its doom. Not the pity of heaven can cheer it, nor can respite be found in the tomb. Down the infinite eons come beating the wings of unmerciful gloom. Disturbed lyric or disturbed poet, AJ?
I'm going to go poet.
Mark?
You got it, AJ.
Oh, AJ! Way to go.
That's from Nemesis by H.P. Lovecraft. And you will remember him or her forever.
All right. AJ, we're going to put you on hold. Kyle, get your information, all right?
Thanks.
All right, AJ's a winner. Well, H.P. Lovecraft?
H.P. Lovecraft.
That sounds like a great name for a band. H.P. Lovecraft.
We're going to do it again tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
One more time.
We've got tickets. Tickets are on sale right now for the show in October at the U.S. Cellular Center. Go to Ticketmaster.com. Go to the U.S. Cellular Center box office as well. We're going to take another break. Come back. Dave Kochan joins us after this.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota M-Series tractors. The Kubota M-Series are designed to provide farmers with a fuel-efficient, high-performing, and versatile tractor with excellent visibility, spacious, dependable, and up to 168 horsepower. The Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to tackle any job.
To experience the power of Kubota, visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
Oh, Disturbed, the Evolution Tour. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. October 9th. Are you ready? U.S. Cellular Center. Get up, get up. New album, Evolution. Get up, out now. Get up. Special guest. In This Moment. Disturbed, live. Darkness, my tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Congratulations again going out to AJ. He's going to get those tickets to see Disturbed coming up October the 9th at the Cell Center here in Cedar Rapids. We're going to talk Indy 500 here in just a little bit. Mark Janes, the voice of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network, will join us from Indianapolis. And we'll preview the 103rd running of the Indianapolis 500 coming up here in just a few minutes. But Dave Kochan set to join us right now from Las Vegas. Follow him on Twitter at Dave Kochan. Take a look at his website as well, smokinkochan.com. That is the website out there. Dave, good afternoon. How's everything in Vegas today?
It's not like Vegas. Weird. We're having a weird spring. It's late May, and it's in the mid-60s out here. Very strange weather.
Do you like the Stanley Cup final, Dave?
I do.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, for those who like physical hockey, I think you're going to get your wish here. These two teams are going to do a lot of hitting, and I think you could see some low-scoring, close games. I think the Bruins are the better team. Well, they are the better team, but the better team doesn't always win in the NHL playoffs. We know that.
Well, as a Blues fan and another Blues fan in the sports office, we've been astounded by this rally from January 3rd, where the Blues were in dead last in the National Hockey League standings. But they've done it. They control the puck. They make you play their game. It's not necessarily pretty, but boy, you get a hot goalie, and this has been very effective recipe to get to this point.
Well, then the hot goalie part is so important because Binnington's been absolutely tremendous. And now he'll meet someone who's been just as hot in Tuukka Rask. But Rask, of course, with a little more playoff experience, and I think you could say big game experience, so maybe that'll be a difference in this series. But that remains to be seen. I mean, just the fact that the Bruins might stack up as the better team doesn't mean the Blues are going to roll over and play dead. They look like they're in trouble in the San Jose series and just completely took over the last couple of games in that series, and they're moving on. So those people with 200 or 250-to-1 futures tickets on St. Louis that were available in early January, they're pretty happy right now.
I would say so. I would say so. No Bobby Orr flying through the air in this series, though, like 1970.
What's the over and under, and how many times they replay that overtime goal that wrapped up Game 4 and wrapped up that series? And, of course, that was, you know, I remember that series. And, you know, it was obviously a mismatch. That was, I believe, the first year of expansion. And the way they had to play out the playoff setup was to make sure that they got one of the expansion teams to the finals. The established six teams, they had a four-team playoff on their side, and four of the six expansion teams had their own playoffs, and the Blues and Bruins emerged with the victories. And I mean, everybody knew what was going to happen in the playoffs, and it did.
I was following your tweets today, Dave, on the Washington Nationals, and they lost to the Mets 6-4. What is wrong with that team?
Everything. No, everything. Their bullpen is historically bad, and was again today. But it's now spread to the rest of the team. They were making some really amateurish mistakes today. Adam Eaton misses first base on what would have been a double in the first inning. That ends up costing them a run. Later on, they get a gift where they actually score a run on an error by the Mets. And I think it was Rendon, I'm not really sure. Just an unbelievable base running mistake, and he's out by a mile trying to take an extra base. They have to fire the manager. And I'm not saying it's all Dave Martinez's fault, but he clearly has a team that has completely lost its edge mentally at this point, and he has to go. And the longer he's there, the more, to me, it's an indictment of the fact that Mike Rizzo is one of the more overrated GMs of all time. And I really think he is, going all the way back to the Strasburg blunder back in his rookie year.
Yep. Yeah, you can trace everything back to that particular moment for the Washington Nationals franchise, because they had sports, you don't get this opportunity to have this door or window open very often. And they said, well, we're gonna be here a while. We're fine. We don't need Strasburg to pitch this year.
The thing of it was, it didn't have to be that way. They could have still had the innings limit in place. All they had to do, I mean, a little creative thinking, please, skip a start here or there. Maybe move out to the bullpen for a few weeks. They'd have had plenty of room on the innings pitched, and he would have been available for the postseason. And instead he wasn't. They end up losing to the Cardinals, and that's as close as they've gotten.
Very much so. And I'm a Dave Martinez fan, but I think he's in over his head. I would agree with you, and I don't think there's any doubt that he's going to not be the first manager fired this year.
Well, it looks that way now. I thought it was going to be Callaway after the weekend in Miami, which was just a disaster. But the team's turned around and had a great week now, and so it looks like Callaway is going to be safe for at least, I'd say, to the All-Star break anyway.
Raptors and Bucks tonight. You like the under. Why, Dave?
Well, I mean, I don't love it, okay? It's not even a bet for me. It's just a lean. But in watching Game 4, it should be pretty clear to anybody who knows the Bucks that they lost that game because they didn't play any defense.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't let Toronto go up and down the court unchecked and put 120 points on the board. And so I would think returning home, the Bucks' focus is going to be on defense, and that to me would indicate at least the likelihood of a fairly low-scoring game. The problem is the numbers already gone down like 3 points from where it opened. So I kind of missed the party, and that's why it's just a lean rather than an actual play for me.
This thing's got seven games though written all over it, doesn't it?
I don't know. I think the Bucks. Well, look, if the Bucks lose tonight, then no, it doesn't have seven written all over it because they'll probably lose in six. But if the Bucks win tonight, I would not be surprised if they go in and beat Toronto in game six as well. And I still think they're the better basketball team. But Toronto's had more experience in these types of games, and I really do think it showed in game four.
Kevin Durant ruled out of game one in the NBA Finals, maybe beyond. Does it matter?
Shouldn't.
Yeah.
The Warriors are just, this is what they've been the best team in the league for 5 years running and would have five championships if they hadn't, and they didn't know it at the time, but if they hadn't chased that regular season win record, there's no way to absolutely document it, but they'd probably be looking for a five-peat.
That's pretty crazy if you think about it. In this day and age, as far as professional sports.
No, I don't think it is. And I think you could see it. We've seen it in the NBA because, and it really, it's simple math. If you can put three superstars on the same team, you're probably going to win with some decent role players. The roster's not that deep. You're talking about what? The four guys at the end of the roster didn't even play in the playoffs. You're talking about basically eight-man rotations. And that lends itself to teams that can stay together, just winning year after year after year. I go back to the Celtics in the 60s. They won every year. They won every year. I think they won eight straight championships or something like that.
Yeah.
Or 10 out of 11. I don't know. It's so long ago, I can't remember. But the NBA or basketball lends itself to that because you're not playing with 45-man rosters and you're not playing with 20-man rosters. And you're not playing with 25-man rosters, which the other sports do. So it's a lot tougher to put together a dynasty in every sport except basketball. And that's why, to me, the most amazing accomplishment of my life in terms of dominating for such a long period of time has to be the New England Patriots. Whether you like them or hate them, it really is the most mind-boggling run that you could ever imagine, almost two full decades of virtually every year contending for the Super Bowl. In football with the salary cap and the fact you've got such gigantic rosters, that is absolutely incredible.
It is. And, Dave, before we let you go, Vegas knew Brooks Koepka was the favorite, at least co-favorite going in, and was running away with it until it got a little interesting on Sunday afternoon. But still, that's four out of the last eight for the big man.
Yeah. In one of the casinos, it's the Superbook at the Westgate, put up a prop of over and under 7.5 majors with an expiration date of 2040.
Oh, wow.
That's the longest duration, potentially the longest duration prop of all time.
2040?
Yes.
Is there any value in that bet, Dave?
Well, look, yeah, I think he goes over 7.5. He's only got to win four more.
Oh, I do too.
You got 21 years to get there, so yeah. But the only thing I tell people is make sure you do it on the app because it's way too easy to lose that piece of paper.
That's true. Just keep passing it down from generation to generation. If Koepka keeps winning on these things. And before we let you go, we got the Indy 500. I'll be there on Sunday, I hope, without an umbrella. It gets a little bit of action anyway in Las Vegas.
Nah, not a lot.
Not a lot, but a little
not
bit.
A lot. It doesn't do nearly as well as NASCAR. The real big, Daytona action will blow away the Indy 500. It's kind of like... What do they call that kind of racing? It's not that. What is it, open car racing?
Open wheel.
Yeah, open wheel racing, yeah.
Okay. Next to horse racing and boxing, they've probably done more to kill themselves than any other sport.
Yeah, that's true. They're on the uptick, they're trying to. But, that split did irreparable damage.
Yeah, and if they want to really be on the uptick, they should absolutely be promoting the gambling aspect because it's, and in states like yours, where maybe not for this race, but by next year, obviously, it'll be on the board. You want to have people watching get out there and do what the NFL and the NBA and the NHL and Major League Baseball are doing, even though they won't admit it outwardly. They're promoting gambling now, actively promoting gambling, because it's good for the cash register.
Darn right. Hopefully good for our coffers in the state of Iowa, starting in a couple months as well. Check him out at smokingcoking.com. Dave, always appreciate it. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Enjoy the race.
All right. Dave Cokin joining us from Las Vegas here on the Gym Class at 3:33. Don't forget the KGYM road trip live from Mulligan's will come your way at 4 o'clock. It'll be Alex and Kyle over there today, and stop on by from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. We'll take a break, come back. We're going to check in at Indianapolis with Mark Janes. He is the voice of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. We will preview what's going on at the Indianapolis 500 when we come back.
No matter what kind of day you're having, make it better at Mulligan's. Stop in with your friends for happy hour every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. Take a break with their lunch specials. And when Iowa gifts us with great weather, take advantage of it on their big outdoor patio. Don't miss live music at Mulligan's, too. Keep an eye on their Facebook page to see who's performing next. Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. At Mulligan's, you always get a shot at a better day.
Nobody beats our prices at Menards, so you can save big money on everything for your home. When it comes to outdoor wood projects, Cabot has a stain for every style. Right now, save $10 a gallon after rebate on all Cabot premium exterior wood stains and finishes, including Australian Timber Oil, semi-solid deck, and solid siding stain, Cabot Gold, and Deck Correct. Good through June 2nd. Plus, a Menards gift card is perfect for Father's Day.
Save big money at Menards.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. Lowe's does it right with savings during our Memorial Day sale. Whether finishing up a property or updating one, stop in now and get a Harbor Breeze Builder Series ceiling fan for only $39.96. And load up on appliance savings with a Whirlpool laundry pair for just $858. And get up to 40% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 5/29. See store for details, U.S. only.
Want to know my secret to make a great-looking lawn last even longer?
All it takes is a second feeding of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. With a simple second feeding, your lush lawn is here to stay. Because a second feeding of Scott's reinvigorates lawns by providing nutrients, which helps prevent browning and withering as the weather warms.
My green grass isn't going anywhere.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotel,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free Brightside breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
After dropping games 1 and 2 in Milwaukee, the Raptors storm back to win back-to-back games in Toronto. Now the series returns to Milwaukee for game 5.
Tonight, starting at 7 o'clock on the Gym, KGYM. Back with you on the Gym Class at 3:36 for a sunny Thursday here on KGYM. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes with you. And got coverage of the Indianapolis 500 starting on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for you. The 103rd running of the greatest spectacle in racing. Looking forward to it. hopefully without an umbrella in my hand for the 22nd time that our group will be down there. But also down there to call it, he'll be dry. Mark Janes joining us, the voice of the Indianapolis 500 and the IMS Radio Network. And everyone's playing meteorologist right now, Mark, right? What is the latest?
It's Indiana, so as the saying goes, just wait 15 minutes or so, it'll change. I think the latest prognostications I've seen give indication that we're kind of stuck in a pattern here where there's a chance for some rain early in the morning, and then perhaps a chance for rain later in the afternoon, say 2 p.m. Eastern or later, which is a pretty decent window all in all, but had a chance to host a Shell Pennzoil media event for Team Penske today, and I think all were in agreement that while it's certainly not without precedent, they have to come back the following day for the Indy 500. It does take a lot of the life and the energy away, and a lot of folks can't stay. So we're hopeful that that Mother Nature is a race fan, and she's gonna cooperate and give us a beautiful day on race day.
I would second that. I would second that indeed, but is it going to change the strategy? I got to think it does. If the race starts on time and you know that weather could be coming in, this thing could get wild very early.
Well, I would imagine those conversations are already underway, and I know that a fair number of race teams stay pretty close to meteorologists throughout the course of the season. That's how sophisticated things have come. In terms of planning race strategy, and I think right now they're probably planning on what to do in the event that it does not rain. But certainly, as the day gets closer into Saturday, they'll have plenty of contingency plans in place. I mean, I can't remember the exact scenario that unfolded, but. The year that Buddy Rice won, I mean, had Tony Ganon's crew not brought him in for a pit stop, I think he'd be a two-time winner at this point because they brought him in and then the rains came and the race never restarted. And Buddy Rice's victory lane was actually underneath the pagoda, and that was stuck in Tony's craw for a while until he was able to eventually get a win and get that monkey off his back. So, timing is everything when it comes to planning for weather for the 500 for sure.
Mark, would not the best story, if not the best story, be if James Hinchcliffe could somehow pull this off after missing the race last year and barely getting in this year?
Yeah, I think it'd be one of them. I think the thing that I find fascinating is you could probably go through all 11 rows and find someone that would make a compelling story. I mean, starting alongside him, Kyle Kaiser, I mean kind of a similar fate to Hinch in terms of, wrecking a race car and having very little time, and in this case, very little money to get one put back together. I mean, Hilco's Racing has a sports car team, and they're part of the Road to Indy Ladder Series, and literally all of those guys came together to rebuild their race car. And it was a white race car. I mean, plain white. Their primary sponsors pulled out on them just prior to the start of practice for the 500, and they persevered through all of that. Piva Mann missed it last year, of course, and was able to get back into the race and made the fast 30, in fact. And Ben Handley with Dragon Speed, again, an underfunded, I would say a new race team to the series, running a part-time schedule this year. Running five races, I think it is, and then, hopefully expanding that next year. But they were solidly in the field with a great run by Ben Handley after they looked kind of lost the first couple of races that they ran. So I guess it's all part of the tapestry that makes this the greatest spectacle in racing, because stories like that seem to go front and center and become part of our consciousness each and every year. It's really cool to watch.
It is, and I think that's why we've had the outcry. I think the biggest story, I think, going into the month of May this year was there was talk, at least, about maybe having guaranteed spots for teams that are going to run the series for the entire season. People came out very much against that. And you get those stories like Hanley and Dragon Speed, and then you get Kyle Kaiser knocking out two-time world driving champion Fernando Alonso. You know, that's what Indianapolis, that's what people remember.
Yeah, A.J. Foyt, you know, it's a line that that A.J. Foyt is very famous for among the many. A.J. Foyt didn't make the Indianapolis 500. The Indianapolis 500 made A.J. Foyt. And I think Simon Pagenaud was one that made the comment that, you know, you win here and it changes the way that you're introduced. And I get it. There's no time in motorsports history has the significance of sponsorship been greater than it is now and tougher to get. I mean, race teams have had to reinvent themselves. People complain. They say, well, you know, sometimes you never know, for instance, in NASCAR who you're rooting for because there's a different paint scheme on the car each and every week. Well, I think that's out of necessity because it's hard to find a DuPont or a Goodrich or somebody like that who's willing to commit, you know, a full season, a full-fledged program. Some race teams have gone to regional sponsorships. And, you know, like, for instance, Colton Herta, he wanted COTA and made a big deal out of the fact that they celebrated afterwards at King Taco. Well, lo and behold, along comes King Taco and says, I'll tell you what, we'll be your primary sponsor for Long Beach, and if you win the race, everyone who has a ticket stub gets free taco the next day. So those are the sorts of things that that are happening now in motorsports from a sponsorship standpoint. And while certainly I get the significance of that, I think moving forward, I don't know that you'll see guaranteed spots at the Indianapolis 500 anytime soon. At least I would hope not. And by the same token, while certainly that's an issue, and understandably so, you only have, what, 20 or 21 full-time entries, which leaves 13 spots up for grab as it is. And I would like to think that, by and large, Hinch is a rarity. You almost have to go back to, what, 1995 when Roger Penske missed the show with Emo and Little Al to find a full-blown, full-fledged team that – that didn't make it. But I was fascinated by the fact that about the only ones that expressed any support for it were the three guys that voiced it to begin with, were Roger and Michael and Chip, for sure. No one else seemed to be in favor of it.
Have you had your measles vaccine, Scott?
Why is that?
They're available at IMS this weekend. I never thought I'd hear that, Mark.
Well, I mean, Doug Bowles is a modern day, almost a modern day P.T. Barnum. I mean, he gets it. He gets the value of promotion, regardless of where the opportunity is. Doug Bowles is able to sniff it out. I mean, when you come here in late April for a test session, they open the viewing mounts in front of the museum, and while you're standing out there enjoying IndyCars going around the track, chances are the president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is going to come walking up with a box full of Long's donuts and be passed about the race band. And I mean, he throughout the course of the season, once the 500 is over, Doug Bowles does indeed make a list of fans who bought tickets to the 500 and have had tickets for a number of years, and he makes it a practice to call them on his way home every evening and thank them for their business and encourages them to return. So, you know, he was once part owner of that vaunted Panther racing team that Sam Hornish Jr. won two championships with. And, you know, he's been around motorsports all his life. His father was a longtime judge in Central Indiana, but has been associated with racing for a long, long time as an observer in the flag stand. And it's in his blood for sure. And if he can find a way to connect the Indianapolis Motor Speedway with fans, he's going to do just that and do it very, very well.
Mark James joining us here at 3:46 as we talk Indianapolis 500 and the race coming up on Sunday. And Simon Pagenaud, first Frenchman and in many, many years to be on the pole. And then you've got local favorite Ed Carpenter, and then maybe one of the big stories of the month, Spencer Pigot driving for Ed Carpenter Racing. And we've had Spencer on the program before, a very affable young man out of Florida. And
Carpenter as well.
And Carpenter as well. And those two guys, Ed Carpenter Racing's had a good month so far.
Yeah, I mean, from all three cars in the Fast Nine with Ed Jones in the mix. I mean, Ed Carpenter has four career poles in the IndyCar Series, three of those at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And I think everyone's well aware of what that place means to Ed. And if you want to hear the crowd and feel the energy level go up, just have something good happen to either Elio Castroneves, Tony Kanaan, or Ed Carpenter. Those seem to be clearly the three fan favorites at IMS. And I'm really happy for Spencer. I mean, he came up through the ladder system, of course, and he won championships at every level, which allowed him to move up. He has gotten his legs underneath him slowly but surely at Ed Carpenter Racing and is starting to put up some pretty solid results for them. But I made this observation to a couple of other folks. Simon Pagenaud, it appears as though that he's poised to do something that I didn't think could be duplicated, and that's be as dominant as Will Power was 1 year ago here at Indianapolis. But, boy, he's right there. I think I can remember a couple of instances. Mid-Ohio a few years ago when Charlie Kimball made a pass on Simon that was a pretty aggressive move, and then Joseph Newgarden in 2017 made a pretty aggressive move on Simon, and that propelled Joseph to the championship. It happened in turn one at Gateway. And then, of course, the new chassis and aero package a year ago, and there were whispers that maybe Simon was not as comfortable driving a loose race car and as stuck to the track as the previous incarnation of the IndyCar chassis was. That's understandable. And I go back to Long Beach when Simon, I think, finished sixth. And people said, "Well, we're happy you're back." He said, "What do you mean I'm back? What do you mean I'm back? I never went anywhere." And so, and since he's answered those types of questions, I think that the jaw's firmly locked. And his race strategist is Kyle Moyer, who, going back to his days with Gallus Racing and Team Green, then Andretti Green and Andretti Ellisport before joining Penske Racing a couple of years ago. Kyle, I think, has been a part of nine wins at the Indianapolis 500 going back to 1992 with Little Al. So, and, of course, Penske has 17 Ford Warner trophies, so I think they know something about winning there and 18 poles. So I think the planets seem to have aligned a bit for Simon Pagenaud, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to see him have a pretty good day on Sunday.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise us as well. But this is a very solid field, 1 through 33, and you can make a pretty good argument for, man, probably at least 20 of these drivers that have, and maybe even more, that have a serious shot of winning this race.
Yeah, you know, once upon a time when you had your office pool that you drew somebody out of that 9th, 10th, or 11th row, you're like, well, okay, at least I made the pot bigger. And I had a lot of experience with that before I started doing this 24 years ago, for sure. But I think this year, as we talked about earlier, it'd be a good story. There wouldn't be much of a surprise if a winner came from virtually any row. I mean, look at as far back as row six. You've got Graham Rahal, Tony Kanaan, Scott Dixon. I mean, that's as stout as any row as you've ever had up front. In row two, row three, or whatever. And you mentioned Hinch. You know, Alexander Rossi and others have come from deep in the field and had very, very good days. And if the weather does play a factor and the cautions fall right, the fuel strategy falls right, yeah, I would agree. Given the competitiveness of the series from top to bottom, it's not out of the question that a driver could come from anywhere 1 through 33 on race day.
Yep, I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be a heck of a race, and I hope selfishly it goes off on Sundays. And I know you do.
I agree wholeheartedly. because we kind of it takes us a while to decompress after everything that is involved with our entire month. You know, I mean, we start with complete coverage of the IndyCar Grand Prix and then going to qualifying, and there's many of us. I mean, when I'm not doing this, I'm teaching communications at a high school right outside of Indianapolis and Monrovia, and, you know, our school year's closed, so we're all kind of spread pretty thin. Not asking anybody to feel sorry for us, because I know they don't. We're lucky to have the ability to do this, but, yeah, a little tough for us to hit the reset button and come back on a Monday, and hopefully we won't have to do that. We could just just reflect upon the 130 Indianapolis 500 is one of the best ever for sure.
I hope that is the case. Hey, Mark, always appreciate it, and look forward to Sunday, and then look forward to you and the crew coming over to Newton in a couple months.
I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to racing. I'm looking forward to being back on Saturday night in Iowa. That's where it belongs. So Saturday night IndyCar racing at Iowa Speedway and all's right with the world. Would you agree?
I would agree. I'm looking forward to it as well. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Mark Janes, a voice of the Indianapolis 500, joining us here from Indianapolis here on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back. We'll update you on a couple of things. Major League Baseball, Mark is itching to talk about that. And a story out of Minnesota that is just almost too wild to believe, but it is true. We'll talk about that when we come back.
At the Home Depot, warmer days mean it's time to add Vigoro colored mulch to your list and your cart. Right now, get 5 bags at Memorial Day savings, just $10. Vigoro helps soil retain moisture and adds curb appeal to your garden in shades of red, brown, or black. You can't control the weather, but you can control the results. Today is the day for doing with Vigoro colored mulch. 5 bags, $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 per customer. Continental U.S. only.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The St. Louis Cardinals and the Atlanta Braves, live from Busch Stadium this weekend.
Sunday, starting at 5 o'clock here on the gym, KGYM.
Back on the gym class for this Thursday here on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, we're gonna have a topic. We're going to have a Hawkeye-centric topic, and we'll get to... Well, we are Switzerland here on the program, so we will talk Iowa State sometime during the summer. But we have a very interesting Hawkeye topic to talk about tomorrow, and that is... Should we give it out right now?
Give them a primer.
Give them the pump a little bit. And it has to do with all the basketball news coming out this week. Jordan Bohannon successfully going through the hip surgery, but now on a 5 to 9 month recovery process. He may or may not play next year, might take a red shirt. And just the different mentality between Iowa basketball and Iowa football. And what I mean by that and what we mean by that is that Iowa football has had players go to the NFL. They've had complete positions being gutted by graduation, and yet everyone says, don't worry, they'll find 3 more to replace them easily enough. And in basketball, it is almost the 180 complete opposite, that, oh my gosh, he's going to be out, and Y is not ready, and yep, season's over.
Why is that? We'll find out tomorrow.
That is right. We're going to find that tomorrow. We got baseball going on right now. Go ahead, Mark, because you're busting at the seams here.
Well, yeah, it's just unbelievable to me that this Minnesota Twins team is doing what it's doing at 32-16 going into the day, and maybe a little upset that last night's game in Anaheim got rained out, first rainout in nearly 5 years in Anaheim.
Never rains in Southern California. I heard that. That's another lyric.
Twins are supposed to have an off day today before opening a series against the White Sox. In the third inning, the Twins lead 8-0. Polanco, Crone, Sano, and Scope all have gone deep. At Wrigley Field, the Phillies...
Matt Harvey's no good, by the
way. No, he isn't. Well, the Twins are, okay?
They are.
Nobody's talking about it. And that's fine. Wrigley Field, the Phillies have roughed up John Lester and lead 8-3 in the seventh inning. San Francisco up on Atlanta, 2-1 in the fourth. Final, New York Mets have beaten Washington 6-4. Colorado and Pittsburgh has gone final. Pittsburgh winning 14-6.
Playing good ball, too.
Yes, they are. The Yankees have defeated Baltimore 6-5. Boston, here they come, beating Toronto 8-2. Miami all over Detroit 5-2. Detroit's lost like 9 straight games or something like that.
Not playing very well.
Everything else under the lights.
We mentioned this. Dateline, Minnesota. A football team.
Crazy story.
A football team has been kicked out of their conference. A school has been. Is it just the football team or is it the school as a whole?
Just the football team, I believe.
So the rest of the teams can play. They've been kicked out of their league because they're too good. Explain, Mark. Division III football.
Well, yeah, St. Thomas has been kicked out of the Minnesota Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. They've been involuntarily removed, as the story goes, and will undergo a multi-year transition out of the conference ending in 2021. Last year, St. Thomas outscored opponents 357-96. In the last 11 seasons, St. Thomas is 118-19. 2 years ago, St. Thomas beat St. Olaf 97-0. You gone.
Shouldn't that be a problem for the rest of the teams to get better? That would be my
response. St. Thomas has over 6,000 students.
Still can't beat Mountain Union, though.
That's another story.
Or the Wisconsin schools. But, yeah.
Yes, and if you've found the Hawkeye Downs pace card, let us know.
Please. We would,
it's been stolen.
We'd like to get it back. All right. That's going to wrap things up. Stay tuned. It's going to be Alex and Kyle, the birthday boy, Alex, coming up.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KZIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The Warriors will not